Hello, this is Jason, Technical and Communications Assistant to Magnus Turner MB. At the end of his last podcast, I made a childish and offensive comment, and I want to apologise for that. I let myself down, and I let Mr. Turner down, and I let down the very essence of democracy. I am sorry, and I am very grateful to Mr. Turner for sending me to counselling at my own expense and for giving me a chance to redeem myself by letting me produce the latest podcast in the series at your service, Magnus Turner's Election Special. Is that right? Will I get paid this time, or...?
The choice at this election.
This election.
This election.
This election.
Election.
Election. The general election.
There is a big choice at this general election.
The Green Party.
Plaid Cymru.
The Liberal Democrats, unlike the Conservatives, unlike Labour,
UKIP.
Here's what I believe. Yeah. No referendum, no renegotiation.
I want to come back.
No immigration.
I want to come back on
that. No choice.
This is the second time.
Thank you. Thank you. Nigel Farage. Thank you.
This is the second time in this debate.
I want to answer the Syria question. I want to come back. I want to come back to direct.
It really is all very exciting, isn't it? The election is just a matter of days away now, and I thought I should just pop into your computer to help you decide how to cast your vote on the 7th of May. The contest is far too close to call. The polls have all been deadlocked for months because you're equally attracted to both of the major parties, and who can blame you? I met a woman in a park only this afternoon who said to me, "Mr. Turner, you've been doing a marvellous job for this country, and I'll definitely be voting for you again, as every right-thinking person should. But," she said, "if I had to decide between Labour and the Tories, I just don't know what I'd do. They're both so good." And she's right. The Conservatives want to balance the budget by making a few cuts after the election, which they don't really want to specify at the moment, and why should they? They're the ones making the difficult decisions, not you. Whereas the Labour Party, on the other hand, want to make a few unspecified post-election cuts in order for the budget to balance. It's a conundrum, isn't it? But you really must make your choice. People died for your right to vote, and this is the most significant election since the last most significant election of our lifetime. And yes, the election campaign did start a little shambolically, and yes, the election did somewhat creep up on us. Yes, fixed five-year parliamentary terms were Labour and Lib Dem manifesto pledges, but that's all they were. No one seriously expected them to be delivered. You know, some people on the doorstep have said to me, they've been somewhat underwhelmed by the campaign so far. Well, my response to them has been, get off my doorstep, this is private land, you're not welcome here. But to you, I say this. Look, you know, look. You get the campaign you deserve. If you don't engage with us, why on earth should we engage with you? The electorate really must up its game. And as for the media, don't get me started on them. The only questions journalists ever seem to ask these days is, why don't you answer the question? Pathetic. No understanding of politics at all. No wonder Mr. Miliband and Mr. Cameron look as if they're trying to lose. What, would you want to be the next Prime Minister? Exactly. I say to you, if you really hate Cameron, vote Tory. If you can't stand Miliband, vote Labour. It's the last thing either of them wants. They'd hate it. Another criticism has been that the parties all seem tired and worn out, and I think there's some truth in that. Politics is an exhausting job, which is why I've spent most of the last 2 months on holiday, recharging my batteries, although I have managed a few public engagements between flights. Only the other evening I addressed an audience of university students. Now, many of them told me their vote would go to the party least tainted by the whole unfortunate tuition fees business. But, you know, that's really very short-sighted. As I pointed out to them, they won't even have to pay back a penny of their student loans until they start earning over £21,000 a year, and from what I could see, very few of them would find themselves in that position. Now, I'm not making light of their financial difficulties. You may have seen an article in the Times only last month about the frankly shocking number of young people who've turned to working in the sex industry simply to pay their way through further education. And if that is an issue which affects anyone listening to this, do please get in touch. You can email me at themtmp@gmail.com. That's themtmp, Magnus Turner MP, you see. You don't have to give your real name, just a contact number and any specialisms you may have. And that email address, themtmp@gmail.com, is available to anyone who'd like to ask me a question which you'd like me to address on a future election special broadcast. It doesn't matter how ignorant you are, I'll be only too happy to explain everything to you, very simply indeed, in terms you can understand, as I will now with the economy. Simply put, like you, the next government has to balance its income against its outgoings, and importantly, pay off its credit card debt. Like you, they're not exactly sure how they'll do that yet, but something will probably turn up. Like you, they'll probably also have to deal with unexpected bills along the way, plumbing repairs, security upgrades, weapons to be used against your neighbours. Unlike you, one of the first things we'll be doing in May is voting on proposals to increase our basic salary by about £7,000 a year, because you really can't expect us to balance the books if we're not being properly reimbursed for it. But apart from that, it really is that simple. I think the leader of the Green Party spoke for all of us when she said...
Yeah, what we need to do is actually... Well, what we're talking about is what we want to see is the possibility of... Right, well, what we're looking at doing is basically... and we're also looking in investing... Yeah, we've got the fully costed figures here... basically, we're talking about $2.7 billion.
I hope that helps. Oh, by the way, you will have noticed that this podcast has been published in the name Magnus Turner MP. Now, some of you will know that, in fact, there are no MPs actually in this country at all at the moment. Don't worry, we're coming back. It's just that we're all candidates at the moment. Now, I haven't been able to remove the letters MP from my social media accounts, as my technical and communications assistant, Jason, has been unavailable to do that for me. As I hope you heard at the beginning of this podcast, his frankly unacceptably disrespectful outburst at the end of the last one resulted in a short suspension. Well, not actually a suspension, in fact. He's on a 0 hours contract, and that's exactly what I gave him for a few months. He prefers to work that way. He enjoys the flexibility, as I do. And I don't think it matters terribly much. I'm reasonably certain of holding on to my seat. I have a wonderful relationship with the voters in my constituency of... I've been there. Right, Jason, I think you must have a recording of me saying the name of the place. I can never remember it. Can you put that in before sending this out, please? Thank you. Well, I'll leave it at that, I think. I wouldn't want to overload you with detail. You wouldn't understand it. I'll look forward to hearing from you about what you'd like me to discuss on future podcasts. So do get in touch. Until then, this is Magnus Turner, soon to be MP again, saying don't forget to vote.
I ask for your support. I say let's stick to the plan that's working.
When you vote... make sure that you decide what's right for you and your family. Make sure that you do what's right for our country.
Give your vote to Plaid Cymru. Vote SNP. Vote Green.
You've got to put more UKIP MPs in Westminster.
Look, people at home will have to decide.
You OK, Ed?
Sorry?
You all right?
Yeah.
You?